This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Dane Wigington. And class, you've heard me say this. Some of my very, very closest and best friends I've never met. Dane Wigington is one of those dear friends. Dane, the offer still stands. If you ever need to come to the farm, if anything happens out your way, you've got room for your family here at our farm.
I certainly don't take that for granted, Vincent. I'm very grateful that you're banging the drums out there and trying to sound the alarm, because the vast majority have no idea how grave our collective situation is. No idea. When they can control the planet's life support systems with toxic elements that all of us end up inhaling, absorbing, it's killing the entire web of life, destroying the ozone layer, hydrological cycle. We face a fight for life.
Class, Dane Wigington's website, for those new to this, geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineeringwatch.org. And there you will find The Dimming. It's a video. It's a must-watch. I am assigning it as homework. So geoengineeringwatch.org, The Dimming, the video, it will change your life. Class, many years ago, I read this story. I was on the front cover of a magazine, and it was about Dane Wigington and his solar power generation system that he built. And this system worked okay, and then it didn't deliver the amount of current that it was designed to deliver. And from my understanding, Glenn, and my research, is that you figured out that the sun's rays was being occluded by man. It was done on purpose to dim the amount of solar rays that were falling down on your solar array. Not specifically for you, but for a lot of people. And it's been going on for years. And I've seen the same thing. I'm out of breath because I ran out to the solar system to just check. And, you know, it's overcast here, but they haven't sprayed. And so we're delivering about what you would expect in current from our solar array. It's working, even though it's dim and even though you can't see the clouds. But they haven't sprayed for days. They've already done the damage. They've already brought this monstrous storm here. Are you seeing the same kinds of things as was in that story in that solar magazine of decades ago?
Well, certainly the same, only worse. And I would question also, when you see cloud canopy like that, if you're in a quiet place, you can hear the aircraft. They're absolutely there. We can see them in satellite imagery. They're thickening up that cloud canopy. And this is where the polar regions, for example, Vincent, many people, when they think of the polar regions, they often think of those high-level, featureless skies of overcast. And that's not normal either. That's the first place they started to geoengineer over the polar regions immediately after World War II. And they've expanded those operations, brought it further and further south. So right now, as of this morning, we have the entire western half of the U.S. covered with largely rainless, featureless skies, and that is the express stated goal of solar radiation management, to block the sun, to block some of the sun's incoming thermal energy. At what cost? At the cost of, now we know from multiple new science studies, worsening the overall warming of the planet because of the heated traps, destroying the ozone layer, again, disrupting the hydrological cycle, killing forests because these elements that come down in the rain and the air column are highly toxic, kills soil microbiome, kills root systems, killing us slowly. And in addition, I want listeners to consider this, whatever their perspective is on the climate and what's going on in our skies relating to the climate. The elements we know are in the rain, including polymer fibers and strontium, polymer fibers, strontium, manganese, aluminum, graphene. We know now in the case of polymer fibers and graphene, those are used for biological carriers, biological carrier platform, and biological warfare scenarios. That's a military fact of record. So why would we think that they're not conducting biological experiments on all of us as well? And I think it's a very naive notion to think that they're not. We know that even as of 1977, there were 239 instances of the U.S. military conducting open-air biological tests on U.S. populations without their knowledge or consent. We know the second most recognized climate engineer in the patent in the world, Dr. Ken Caldera, who used to work for the DOD. Now he works for Bill Gates, but he has stated on the record what he did for the DOD was to design ways of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the populations below. We know in COVID, the second wave of infection was 85 countries in 3 days. We have Italian researchers stating they found CV-19 attached to airborne particulates. There's a lot of dots connect here, Vincent.
Dane, I've mentioned this for years now, and I'd like to mention it again with you. That our farm is 241 acres. It's a cattle farm, and it is never really... This land has not been abused. It's been used for cattle grazing. There's some fields and hay fields, and there's pasture, and there's woods, 50% woods and 50% grass. And there's a spring that starts about 50 feet on our neighbor's property, and it forms a creek that travels 3/4 of a mile through our property. And when it rains, the water travels downhill toward this creek, and more water accumulates toward the farthest end of the creek on our property. When we have rain, we see the same thing all the time, and that is there is foam in the water, on top of the water, and it looks like a discharge from a washing machine that has had too much detergent added. Lots of bubbles, lots of soap bubbles. But when I go to grab these things and examine them, they are sticky. They are bubbles that don't want to pop. It's kind of a white, frothy foam. And there is, we didn't do this, Dane, meaning my family did not dump phosphates on the ground. We use a natural organic fertilizer, which is from the cows. We don't put herbicides, pesticides, insecticides on our farm. We don't use commercial fertilizer. We didn't do this. And when I travel around, when I see this, I always do the same thing. I get in my truck and I drive around, and it's everywhere. Every single creek has this foam where the water, comes up against logs or items, rocks in the creeks. So it's everywhere here. And I don't think it's just here. I think it's all over the United States. Your thoughts about this?
That's from surfactants. And for those that don't know what a surfactant is, it's what makes soap soap. It affects the molecular tension of water molecules. It's a part of the climate engineering mix. We've tested precipitation, both liquid and frozen, i.e. rain and so-called snow, which is, at this point, a chemically tainted, artificially nucleated material. And we know surfactants are in the mix to the functional purpose from the climate engineer standpoint is to keep the nanoparticles from coagulating, from sticking together. So, again, Vincent, you see how many accidents there are now when these winter weather warfare storms come through, like Winter Storm Elliott that just happened, that was engineered from top to bottom. And yes, snow is slippery. We all know that. But it's much more slippery when it's, in effect, soap-soaked snow. And that's what it is. So people who thought they knew how to drive on snow now don't, because it's much more slick than it should be, than it historically has been. And I grew up in snow, and I've done lots of driving in the snow in San Gabriel Mountains in Southern California, and this material is completely different, and it's highly toxic. There's no question about that. All the heavy metals I named, plus surfactants, plus polymer fibers, plus graphene, it's killing everything. I mean, we're seeing the forest in the west here are, and I'll cover this on our weekly broadcast at geoengineeringwatch.org. It's called Global Alert News, non-political, no commercials, and we cover this type of thing as well. And I'm grateful to you for doing the same, but we're losing all our trees here, the fir trees most specifically now. There's a lot of data out. We've tried to warn for the last decade and a half, but all the forests in the West are dying. Of course, they're incinerating as well, climate engineering adding to that equation. So, again, what this comes down to, whatever other concerns people have, whatever the causes they want to champion, if this is not dealt with, the whole boat goes down and us with it. And every cause or concern then becomes moot. So not only toxifying every breath we take, but, again, destroying the planet's life support systems and those in power doing everything they can to mask this. Vincent, when they engineer a storm like what they just are now winding up engineering, and we're expecting record heat to come in behind it, record warmth, I should say, in many of the northeast and eastern U.S. But when they engineer a storm like this, especially over the holidays, how many people do you know that then think the planet can't be warming because look how cold it is, right?
Well, yeah, but the planet is warming. But they don't remember that. What they remember is, gosh, it was awful. My flight and 12,500 other flights were either canceled or delayed. This is terrible. It's a bomb storm. Headlines in Daily Mail right now. Quote, death toll from America's big freeze rises over 50. Stranded drivers freeze to death in their cars. New York is like a war zone. And storm that dumped 6 feet of snow was one of the worst ever as temperatures hit minus 50 in Montana. End quote. Those are the headlines. So, yeah, people are believing that the Earth is getting colder. And that's what they say. Global warming. Come on. No, what about that big storm? They remember the big storm, but they don't know the overall trend of warming.
And aside from that, they're not taking into account that this whole engineered cold is not nature. It is not nature. And that man has the ability to do this. When people see a ski slope, Vincent, that has snow on it, on a mountain that has no snow, they don't question that. I mean, this is the same type of process with nucleating elements and combined with moisture, and that's exactly what the U.S. military is doing. That's other militaries around the globe, also using commercial aircraft, which we're not speculating. We have up-close photographs of the nozzles, retrofit nozzles mounted on commercial aircraft in the pylon aimed at the exhaust jet stream. So we know the commercial aircraft are being used. We're not implicating commercial personnel. They're not involved. But we are communicating with commercial pilots that know this is going on. They're being very careful. They don't want to lose their jobs. Some of those pilots are leaving Geoengineering Watch printed materials covertly in pilot lunchrooms and so forth, trying to sound the alarm. But we have societies now that are trying to pretend that everything's fine, that this sort of completely unprecedented winter weather whiplash events are normal and natural when they're anything but. We have a power structure that's completely desperate. They know the planet can't support populations anymore. They're trying to cool the herd in many ways. And the winter weather warfare helps to divide the population as to the true state of danger we face, the true state of climate collapse, keeps them infighting, keeps them distracted until we hit the wall at full velocity.
And Dana, I mentioned to the class that during the summer, our hay yield was way down, and we rely on cutting, raking, tedding, baling hay, storing it for the winter to keep our cows alive, and our hay yield was down about 50%. And so was everybody else's because of this drought that we had, because they stopped spraying. I think they lost control of the weather, and when they stopped spraying, there was no rain, and we had this massive heat and drought. Hay is 2X, 3X, 4X right now.
Boost your strength because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dane Wigginton's with his class at geoengineeringwatch.org. He is the de facto expert, in my opinion, in the media, teaching us about what is happening to our climate, the engineering. And please consider watching your homework assignment, which is called The Dimming at geoengineeringwatch.org. It's free. And consider doing what I do, and that is subscribing to Dane's weekly newsletter. And you can do that by going to geoengineeringwatch.org. You will not be inundated with propaganda and commercials and sale flyers. He does not sell the mailing list. It's just you will just receive the information once a week, the update. And it's absolutely worth your while, in my opinion, if you want to be informed. Dane, I mentioned that that our hay yield was down about 50%. And what that means to us as farmers is we can't support the number of cows that we have. So we had a choice, either sell cows, and which is like selling the golden goose, or buying hay, or some mix of both, because we didn't have enough hay to carry our cows through this winter. And so we sold some cows, and we bought some hay. And what's happening now is some of our local farmers in the area are calling us desperate for hay. For some reason, they didn't see this coming. I don't understand how they could not see it coming. But these are people who have been farming for years, and they don't have enough hay. And what can we possibly do? We are about 60,000 pounds of hay short of what we need. We don't have the hay to spare. So we're helping them a little bit. We're pointing them in directions of people that are selling hay, but it's selling for 2, 3, and 4X what it used to be before the drought. Are you hearing these kinds of things elsewhere from other people whom you contact and people in your circle?
Certainly. In regard to home vegetable gardens, crop production, the rice crop in California was half, just as your hay is. And the factors affecting that, I want to point out a few key pillars in this equation. VPD, vapor pressure deficit, that's one of the problems. When you describe the rainless days you see when they are not visibly spraying overhead, they can still and are still blocking the rain with high pressure domes, and that prevents moisture from even entering the area. That's large ground-based radio frequency microwave transmission facilities like HARP in Alaska. HARP is one of as many as 100 similar facilities around the globe. These are weapons of mass destruction, period, and they are used to steer the upper-level wind currents. High-pressure dome in the northern hemisphere spins the upper-level winds clockwise around it. But that high-pressure dome, which you've had over the West, Vincent, you probably heard them mention the ridiculously resilient ridge, that's the meteorological term given to this high-pressure heat dome that's certainly ionosphere heater created, blocks anything from coming into the West. When they let that dome diminish and move further east, and even like right now when there's moisture flowing into the West, there's no, quote, storms. It's just drifting masses of highly sprayed, aerosolized, toxic cloud canopy. Again, about the western 12 or 13 states covered with this rainless cloud cover. In regard to the rain, and when there's moisture moving overhead, they can diminish that precipitation by spraying too many small condensation nuclei. That is the effect of creating more featureless skies, dry underneath, very little rain if any falls out, or they can augment precipitation by spraying larger particulates, which allows the droplets to connect and fall as rain. So, again, they can control the spigot, and they are, and this is simply total control over populations. So we have President Johnson at the start of our weekly commercial-free news update, again, Global Alert News. We have a short clip of President Lyndon Johnson, I know you've seen, Vincent, in 1962, stating on film, on the record, we had the power to control the world's cloud layer then, and, quote, he who controls the weather controls the world, because he who controls the weather controls food supplies, thus controls populations, thus controls the world. We're there.
Yes, I've seen that clip at the intro many, many times, LBJ.
Yep.
And there's a lot of controversy about LBJ, and he was deceptive in a lot of his practices. As a matter of fact, Klaus, you may not know this, but in the Oval Office when Lyndon Baines Johnson was president, if he had someone arrive at the Oval Office that he didn't want to meet with, he would go into the bathroom of the Oval Office, he'd pull his pants down, he would say, this is true. He would sit on the toilet and he'd say, okay, what did you want to talk about? And the person would say, Mr. President, I'll tell you what, I'll come back another time. That's how he prevented talking about things he didn't want to talk about. LBJ. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Millions of people are set to lose Medicaid coverage after the recently passed omnibus spending bill changed the health care program's enrollment rules. The coverage losses are expected because states that receive extra Medicaid funding under COVID relief bill had to agree to pause beneficiaries' eligibility verifications. The continuous enrollment in the state federal program for the low income and disabled was set to end when the health emergency is over, presumably sometime in 2023. One of the worst blizzards in Buffalo, New York's history has claimed the lives of at least 14 people and brought dangerous winter weather to upstate New York. At least 13 souls died in Erie County, where some 12,000-plus customers, mostly in Buffalo, were still without power late Sunday. China's military sent around 70 warplanes and 7 ships in 24 hours around Taiwan on Sunday and Monday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend Dane Wigington. Dane, twice this hour, we have been knocked off the broadcast. Twice. And it just happened a couple minutes ago. Jason, our engineer, saw it, and I recovered from it. But I just want to let you know, you must have some friends in high places that probably don't like what you're saying. Has this happened to you in other broadcasts, or is it just me?
When we disclosed our UV readings, we have a former NASA contract engineer that works directly with us, and metering equipment we supplied. And when we first disclosed that, our website was taken down. It was taken down 8 times in 3 days. We had to pay for very extensive security with the website to keep it up. We've had to do that ever since. So consider that if populations knew, if they really woke up to what's going on in our skies, not only destroying the planet's life support systems, any chance for a future for them, their children, but contaminating every breath they take, I would argue, Vincent, we still have a chance to cause a shockwave around the world if we wake populations up to this, that their governments have now exposed them to an experiment for which there is no return. And those in power will do everything they can to hide this until the last possible moment. So, you know, we have this scenario where they called this storm an Arctic blast, right? That's what you heard.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you heard
yeah.
that on the radio. So I mentioned the high-pressure domes, ionosphere heater created. So picture this. That's what we had over the West. We had this dome of high pressure that pushed all of our moisture up and around us through Alaska, which has had record wet periods recently. And then that moisture is chemically nucleated. These are patented processes. They seed the clouds with chemical ice nucleating elements. So as that moisture is wrapping around that high-pressure dome, they're creating this cool pool of air in parts of Western Canada. And then they push that south as they're chemically nucleating that moisture. Again, California still remaining dry this whole time. And that's their Arctic blast. So, again, people need to understand that whatever their perspective is on the climate, there's no legitimate discussion about the issue without addressing this first and foremost. And we have the Chinese government openly announcing that they are creating engineered winter weather events. Fox News covered it, Popular Science, MSNBC, ABC. Your listeners can search that. Chinese scientists create artificial snowstorm. They did $2 billion worth of damage to Beijing. This is all the way back in 2009 when mainstream media covered it. Are we to think our military can't do the same? A military that's bigger than the next 10 militaries combined, that they're not going to do the same? In fact, they're core to all that's happening. So I just stress people not to believe me. Please go to geoengineeringwatch.org and view the dimming. We took the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration flying lab, great effort and expense, to altitude, top scientists in it. We sampled what heavy aircraft were emitting. We processed that at one of the world's most renowned labs. Found exactly what we knew we would find. Climate engineering elements, all on film, all in the record. Debate over. It's happening.
Dane, Rich Sheban, a USA Prepares instructor, is with us every Tuesday and has been for darn close to 12 years now, 2 hours a week. He asked me to ask you that question, which you just answered, which is, how is it that this Arctic blast would happen, because it doesn't happen. And you answered that that it was man-made. Next thing he asked, he wanted to know about, was the jet stream. What happened to the jet stream?
It's being completely interfered with by atmospheric pressure zones that are being manipulated from ground-based transmission facilities like HARP. Again, people don't understand how malleable the atmosphere is. When you transmit millions of watts of power into the ionosphere, it's an electrically charged layer of the atmosphere. It causes an electrical chain reaction. They're literally using the atmosphere for a physics lab. So in that type of process, and this technology has been around for quite some time, the HARP facility since the early 90s, Raytheon owns that patent, private defense contractor Raytheon that's neck deep into climate engineering operations, Raytheon that does the weather modeling for all the National Weather Service and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Why would we need a private defense contractor due to the modeling for the nation's weathermen? Because we have the foxes running the hen house. They have to dictate the narrative, if you will. So, yes, they are absolutely manipulating the jet stream to a degree that defies comprehension at times. It's like, look at the front of a car, Vincent. You know, you have a fan belt that wraps clockwise around some pulleys and counterclockwise around other pulleys, right? You see
that? Absolutely, absolutely.
Very, very
yes,
complex
true.
Sometimes. Jet stream is now manipulated to that degree. I mean, they can steer it to a degree that is absolutely mind-numbing. And again, they're chemically nucleating these elements, which dries up a lot of that moisture. In the process, it's an endothermic, energy-absorbing process, so it dries up much of the moisture. So remember this, even the storm that just happened, the snow depths weren't nearly as much as they initially projected, except when they have the lake effect snow, and they push those winds across the record-warm Great Lakes and create lake-effect snow and sensationalize headlines. That's where they were able to produce those snow depths. But other than that, the actual snow depths, with few exceptions, were not nearly what they were projected to be. And just like today, it's supposed to be raining here in Northern California, in Redding, where I'm at today. Every single time, rain is late and less, if it comes at all. Just featureless skies. You can hear the jets outside above that canopy. They're expanding that moisture into the widest possible cloud cover. It's covering, again, the western half of the U.S. right now with rainless cloud. That's climate engineering, solar radiation management. And I encourage your listeners to use the science terms, by the way, too. That gains them traction. Climate engineering, geoengineering, solar radiation management. When you're introducing this to media or an elected official, you want to stick to the science terms if you want to gain traction.
Dan, I believe you mentioned fan belts, serpentine belts on engines. And there's another component to that, too, and that is, Class, a typical four-cylinder engine is not very well mechanically balanced. And what they do is they put in counter-rotating shafts with balance weights on them. They have counter-rotating and rotating shafts that balance each other out, that remove the vibration. So what we're talking about is the same mechanical principles used in climate engineering as in automobile engines in terms of mechanics. And this is just physics. And physics is physics. You know, Dane, this superstorm that we just experienced, you know, the really awful, awful cold temperatures, did they not pull out all the stops to make this one the biggest, baddest of them all? And when the thaw happens, which is right now, the thaw is beginning to happen. It's about 30 degrees here at the farm and other places in the Midwest. But when this thaw happens, aren't we going to see the infrastructure, the plumbing infrastructure, when it thaws out? There's going to be leaks, and we're going to see the burst pipes everywhere. I'm thinking in the millions and millions and millions of pipes that have frozen and that are going to leak when they thaw. Do you see all this, too?
Certainly it's going to happen. And all of this helps to mire population in day-to-day difficulty, so they can't really focus on the wider horizon. They can't really focus on what's being done to them because they're dealing with their immediate situation. I'm looking at the latest schedule weather from National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, again, which is ultimately from Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, the geoengineers who do the weather modeling. But they're showing, again, from 6 to 10 to 14 days out, will be record warm temperatures in the exact regions that just had record cold. This is weather whiplash. It is not nature. It is climate engineering. Vincent, you saw the degree of temperature drops. Denver dropped 75 degrees in about 15 to 18 hours. 75 degrees from 51 above to 24 below Denver Airport. That's not nature. Again, chemical isolation creates a cold, dense layer of air that settles to the surface, drops these temperatures to staggeringly low numbers. And yes, they are pulling out all the stops because they're losing ground. The planet is in a runaway collapse scenario right now, being made far worse by climate engineering, and they are very desperate, and that's going to show up in the degree to which they are forcing the climate system, and that's what we're seeing right now.
Dane, correct me if I'm wrong, but as a farmer, I don't think many animals can survive a 75-degree delta in 24 hours. There's no warning. They're not used to it. Their bodies have not developed to the point where this is normal for them to sustain, and they die. Is that correct?
You're completely correct. That's a prime reason. We have the caribou herds, for example, in the Arctic are completely collapsing. They can't scratch through this chemically nucleated material, which forms a rock-hard layer on the surface. And these flash freeze events, it's absolutely devastating all forms of the web of life, not just animals, but insects. I mean, insect population, we're down 80 to 90%. The insects can't make it. We're not going to be here much longer. And that's what people don't understand. They think, well, okay, maybe a century or two out, we're going to be in trouble. No, it's here now. Mathematically, statistically, if we stay on the current trajectory, many won't make the middle of this decade. Food collapse, food supply collapse, ozone layer collapse, and this is the biggest variable of all, Vincent. At the moment when those in power realize they can't mask the severity of what's unfolding and what they've done from the populations, they will do something much, much bigger and badder. And they're openly discussing now using nuclear weapons to put enough particulate matter into the sky to block enough heat to slow down the runaway warming. Think how insane that is. They start launching nukes, and we're all done, period. And they're openly discussing that as a form of climate mitigation, if you can imagine that.
Dane, isn't the answer somewhat more simple than people might believe? It's use way less. Stop with the overpackaging. Stop with the burning of electricity that you don't need. Insulate our homes better. Don't drive. Stop boring holes through the atmosphere, flying to Mexico or Florida to read a book on the beach because people are bored and they demand to have a vacation. You know, I'm talking about frivolous, careless travel. It's not necessary. Using less and stop all the spraying. And stop the electromagnetic radiation to the best we can and not put up more cell towers and more computers and more convenience items. Go back to doing things the hard way, the way we do here at the farm. Wouldn't that be a better approach?
Certainly. That would be putting on the brakes and helping to somewhat slow what's coming. But and I agree with you 100%. I do want to make that clear. I absolutely agree with you. We've lived in a way that is completely unsustainable. It's a recipe for near-term self-annihilation, and we are on that trajectory right now. Impact is inevitable, and I want to stress that. When you crash through the guardrail, and we already have, you can put the brakes on all you want. We're going to the bottom of the canyon. And I know that's a very tough pill to swallow for people, but I would argue that's not a reason to sit down and do nothing. If we all work together, starting with the recipe you just outlined, we can perhaps preserve enough of the Earth's life support system for someone to make it through what's coming. But the gravity of our situation can't be overstated, Vincent.
Dane, when we come back, we'll be entering the final segment of today's class. Fukushima. Fukushima, the earthquake that took down the reactors that caused the meltdown, wasn't that something that was done with superheating the atmosphere that caused all this? Didn't man do it to himself?
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
It's been called a nuclear accident. Class, I don't believe it was an accident. I believe it was mass stupidity on the part of the engineers and the people who put the nuclear reactor on just off a fault line in Japan, right on the sea coast. And so in 2011, there was an earthquake. And then there was a tsunami. And then the tsunami overwhelmed the nuclear reactors. The cooling system failed. The generators couldn't run because they were underwater. And there was multiple meltdowns. That was the Fukushima disaster. The worst, I called it the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood. I'm not saying Noah's flood was man-made. I'm saying it's the worst disaster since Noah's flood. But this was man-made, Fukushima disaster. Dane, did man's stupidity and actions by heating up the ionosphere cause the earthquake that caused the tsunami, that caused the meltdown?
Here's what we know. We have institutions like MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, acknowledging on the record, your listeners can look this up, that there was, quote, extremely anomalous atmospheric heating directly above the epicenter for 3 days prior to the quake. They have no idea what caused this. They hypothesized that the tectonic pressure caused the atmosphere to heat, which is a ridiculous hypothesis. When you bounce these radio frequency microwave transmissions off the now reflective atmosphere from the spraying of electrically conductive materials like aluminum, barium, strontium, and you bounce that signal then back down into the strata, when you microwave something long enough, Vincent, what happens? It expands and something has to give. In a seismically sensitive zone, we know that these signals can cause seismic activity. I was friends with General Bert Stubblebein. He was a personal friend. He's the highest-ranking U.S. military officer to speak out about 9/11. General Bert told me that the quake was intended. Fukushima was not. The reason they were pushing back in Japan was starting to ally with its regional partners in Asia. The U.S. didn't want that, and this was a shot across their bow that got much worse than they intended. When you cause a 9.0 earthquake, bad things happen. In regard to the lack of emergency systems response in Fukushima, the Stuxnet virus created by the U.S. and Israel had infected those systems, prevented them from, whether intentional or not, prevented them from coming online. So, yes, from multiple directions, we have very nefarious activity all over this event. And again, this is from MIT. This is not some fringe internet site. So, again, the degree to which they are manipulating the planet's life support systems and wreaking havoc with weapons of mass destruction is staggering.
Dana, you know, if you look at, as I have, planets, they're spheres. And they're kind of polished. And the Earth is one as well. So is the Moon, the Sun. And it's slight irregularities, but pretty much like a billiard ball, all of them. And they are in orbit because of gravitational forces, pulling, etc. And it's pretty nice the way everything is in balance. But with this man-made climate engineering and the resulting droughts, haven't we changed the gravitational center of the Earth to the point where our orbit is slightly changing, and could be a disaster?
You're exactly on target. Many people don't realize that. I want to stress every form of human activity, as you correctly stated earlier, is a problem. All of it affects the energy balance of the planet, and all of it's a problem. Climate engineering, the biggest problem of all, because it's intentional intervention. When you redistribute the weight load on the planet, for example, Greenland, as that ice melts and the mass of that weight is lifted off that landmass begins to rise up out of the ocean. It's called glacial rebound, science fact. And thus you start to alter and interfere with the Earth's former balance and equilibrium. So you're correct. There are very phenomenal things happening. And again, none of this can be attributed to nature or natural cycles. That what man has done is completely overwhelmed any natural cyclical pattern. We should be in the reglaciation, heading toward that part in the cycle we were until industrialized civilization, militarized industrial activity has completely overwhelmed all of that. So, again, we are in completely uncharted territory. Climate engineering, a.k.a. weather warfare, let's call it what it is, weather and biological warfare, is the biggest hole in the bottom of the boat. Back to Fukushima, back to the nuclear meltdowns. Because climate engineering has decimated the planet's protective atmospheric layers, now we're very vulnerable to a CME, a coronal mass ejection, solar flare. And now if we have a massive solar flare like the Carrington event in the 1800s, and that shuts down grids all over the globe, we're going to have about 100 Fukushimas or 200 as these nuke plants can't cool themselves. So from every conceivable direction, climate engineering is pounding the nails into our coffins.
Dane, you and I talked privately about the voltage anomalies that we're seeing here at the farm, and others are seeing them as well. Have you found any research in the last 30 seconds that supports what we've seen?
Well, certainly we're seeing it, and part of it can be localized from transmitters and so forth as well. But, you know, we're going to see a lot more grid power problems coming up, and that's going to ripple through the entire system. And you're correct, completely correct on that.
Dane, the toxic rain that you and I have been talking about here, you can filter it out with water filtration, but it doesn't go away. You just dispose of the filters and relocate the toxins to someplace else. They're still with us.
Yep, you're right.
Dane, thank you so much for spending time that you'll never get back in your life with us here educating our class. Thank you so much.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.